Hello, everybody. This is the bids talk for DebConf 11. Bring DebConf home to your city. And your friendly moderator, who isn't me, is Jimmy Kaplowitz.
Hi. So I went through this process last year, and as the DebConf 10 bidder, and I'm going to do this for the next year now. We're talking about where we want to hold the conference in 2011. So just going to talk briefly about why we do DebConf, the things we look for in a bid, talk about the timeline for when we're going to stop accepting proposals, when we're going to decide, and if we want to make any changes to the process. And then I'll turn it over to the proposal teams, who are Bosnia and Germany. So there are many reasons we do DebConf. We want to allow DDs to get together, work with each other and other interested people, and improve and talk about Debian. We want to sort of give talks and workshops to share knowledge. We want to meet in person and get better social relations so that we can work better online. And just to get everyone enthusiastic about working on DebConf. So other reasons are to sort of help get the local areas involved in Debian and to sort of enjoy ourselves so that we can enjoy ourselves online. So there is also the side benefit of having a good time in a place we wouldn't normally go to. All right, so what we look for in the location is certainly a strong local team, so that we know they have the experience to make it happen. We look for sort of the characteristics of the location in which it's going to happen, the city, the town, the country, the facilities of the conference, whether they have a lot of space, small rooms, so forth, what the food will be like, and the pricing for all of these things. Network connectivity, will it be able to support the heavy usage, which we do? The DebConf rooms that we need for special purposes, like the video team, the Orga team, the servers. What people can do when they're not focusing on the conference, where they can sleep, and who can give us money to help make it happen and support our efforts. So unless people have objections, we'll do this like we did last time around. All we're deciding today is just this process, and the idea would be that we accept proposals through the end of 2009, December 31st is the deadline. We aim to decide by March 31st, and if it takes a little longer, we decide by April 1st of 2010. In some years, there's been a sort of clear best option. If that by chance happens this year and everyone agrees mostly, then we'll go with that. Otherwise, for three of the last four decision processes, we used a sort of prioritized list of important issues and had a long formal meeting where we weighed them in a systematic way and came to a decision. IRC logs of those are available if people want to check it out. If anyone wants to change this process, let's do that before the proposal deadline so that everyone can work in a reasonably efficient manner. So far, I'm aware of Bosnia and Germany as the proposals, and just to be utterly arbitrary and also fair, I will take a page from the American Football League in the US, the NFL, and do a coin toss to decide who goes first. So Bosnia, given that they're visiting the EU currently, are the visiting team. So if someone from Bosnia can come up and call the coin toss, also the NFL doesn't use standard US currency, so I got an Icelandic kroner here. Yes, one side seems to be a picture of Thor with a sort of long beard and a staff, and the other side is a fish. So, if yes, Now you see my inquiry on the mailing list. So if Adnan or Safir wants to come up here for a sec, and I'm going to flip it, and you're going to call God or fish. And if it matches your call, you get to choose who goes first. Otherwise, they do. Okay. All right.
Fish.
It's God. You either go first or them. Well, earlier you said you wanted them to go first. Is that still true? All right. All right. So we can divide up the rest of the time between them. It's about 10 minutes in, so, you know, allowing some transition time, let's say 20 minutes for questions, 20 minutes including questions. All right, we're not deciding anything today, this is just to give you an idea of what the proposals are. Have fun. All right, so here you go. This is Adnan Hodzik, and his teammate sitting in the second row is Safir. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but Safir. Sapphire on IRC. Here you go.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Adnan Hodzik. I'm here to present you with Bosnian BID version 2.0. Version 2.0 because as some of you may know it, we also did a bid for DEPCON 7. Scotland had a better team, so DEPCON 7 was in Scotland, actually Edinburgh. Either way, all the information, crucial information is on the wiki page, so please go to the wiki page. Location of Bosnia in Europe. Like 17 years ago, we were slayed by mass genocide, murder. It was just war and it was chaos. Right now, 17 years later, we're actually trying to make best of it and trying to put Bosnia on map of Europe as an open source sense. So this is actually the figure that shows you the most used distributions in Bosnia. It's mostly Ubuntu, as you can see. There's also Debian, but with this, we can change that. What this event could do, really, because we try to implement open source and free software in our government, and there wasn't enough of initiative. They're just crazy guys. They're just all whoa. So this kind of event would push Debian forward, and it's called. We would actually scratch each other's back. We would push Debian, and Debian would push Bosnian further process. Getting to Bosnia. Getting to Bosnia is actually really easy since we have two international airports, one Sarajevo and the other one in Banja Luka. You can get there from any capital of the Europe, really. There's also Zagreb, Belgrade is really close, even Dubrovnik, so if you're planning to go on a stay to Croatia, it's really easy. Even taking a bus from Belgrade or Zagreb only takes around like 8 hours to Sarajevo, actually. What? Okay, so now the main point, our local team. This is our local team right now, and this is the current situation with the local team. The reason there are only so few people is because problem in my, if you ask me actually, my opinion is for DEPCON 7 we had a huge team and it was most of it, I hate to use that expression, but you know, fame hunters and stuff like that. So right now we're trying to build a team that's really solid, people that are really gonna do their job. So most of these people are, this is only the current list since Bosnia is, we didn't announce the bid in Bosnia, so we're planning to do that. This is one of the meetings actually held in Tuzla. We're planning to do this because I'm writing a coverage story of DEPCON for Info magazine. It's the largest and most popular magazine regarding technology in Bosnia. So I'll ask for more people there. I'm gonna invite them. And what we could get is because people from higher education, professors, assistants, and people like that are reading that magazine, so we could really build a really nice team. Next year, I'm going to be in an organization team for DevCon 10 in New York. We should actually have at least 5 people over there, so that's how we're going to know how we can actually have such an event. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. So also the strategy to acquire new people, which is really, really important here, is to really influential in my university. So I was planning to have like some lectures where I would explain some basic things from what DevConf is, what it means, to how to organize such an event, and what it means for people who are gonna be involved in it. Also, besides that, in our future local team, some of the people we're actually thinking about are actually assistants on some of the electronic universities in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So we should have a good local team. Okay, so about choice of a city, we picked up 4 larger cities in Bosnia. They all have airports. 2 of them are international ones. It's going to be Sarajevo. We picked because we're trying to make really, really wise decisions and make them slow, as something as a chess game of chess or something like that. But so far, it's probably going to be Sarajevo because we already went there. We got all the information, and it proved as the best feasible option for Bosnia. Venue. This is actually a student dormitory in Nejadici. It has a 960 beds, and this is a hotel that was built afterwards. After DevConf 7 bid. So we were planning to actually have student center and use it as a dormitory. So we would sleep there, maybe have a hack lab or something like that. And hotel, Radom Plaza, is the hotel that was built, and it's only like, 313 meters away. There we would have all the talk rooms, hack labs, and everything else. Also, handicapped people should be placed there, since 300 meters is not, you know, it's a long distance for a handicap. Also, people that don't want to be in dormitory, there's their option. Also, this company, I think they're the leading, it's called Avaz. They have the leading newspapers, daily newspapers in Bosnia, and I think we really could have their support. Also really, really important. Airport is only 1.5 kilometers away from the dormitory. City center is like 3 kilometers away. It's all really, really close. So that would be really the best option. So far, again, this isn't a final bid, but it looks like it's going to be it. So there's a lot to do. Okay, network. We would be able to connect those 2 buildings with network, no problem at all. Our provider would be most probably be Bihnet, which is BH Telecom. We have really strong connections there. A guy who could actually be in our local team and who should be in New York next year is.
He is in the local team.
Yeah. He set up a Debian server for BH Telecom. Also, the other guy has really, really strong connections. So, as it goes for network, we would have the best Bosnia has to offer, because
this is the provider which actually has the biggest market share in Bosnia.
Yeah, it's the biggest and all that. Food. We have all kind of cultures in Bosnia, all kind of religions. When speaking about religions, we should actually propose Debian as a religion as well. it would work in Bosnia, really. So we have all sorts of food. These are ćevapi. You gotta try these. These are awesome for vegetarians. There are other things, fish.
This is not for vegetarians.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. Really. Okay, fun and free time. This is also only just a few points. You can actually go to pyramids. We have pyramids. You heard about that? It's only like, no, really, it's 20 kilometers away from Sarajevo. So, also, you could actually go to a seaside, which is 3-4 hours away from Sarajevo. Also, you could go to mountains that are all around the Sarajevo. Olympic Games were held back in 84. So you can actually see how it all looks right now. Since I'm friends with many DJs, we could have free beer and music and all that. Just, you know. Oh, yeah. How friendly are people? Really friendly. I mean, if anything, Bosnia is popular and known for its hospitality. The worst joke you can make about Bosnia is about its hospitality. We'll give our blood to make you feel good. And I mean it. Visas? No, really. Visas are easy to get. Just recently found out that most of the South America doesn't need visas as well. Some countries you can actually just get by ID, that is neighboring countries. Also worth noting is that we could actually have, Eddie Peterson is from Romania. We could also have Debian developers from Croatia and Serbia as well. So it's really narrowly connected. Dates, I think we should pick end of July and beginning of August because famous film festival is being held at that time. Also, it's the highlight of the season. Also, the weather, it's not hot as it is here. So, yeah, it's hot. So, we have rain sometimes, like once or 2 days per week. So, yeah, that's good, right? Now, please hit me with your questions. Wow.
I am. Just how easy would it be to for foreign people to communicate with local people, preferably in English?
Okay. Very easy, because most of the people speak English, especially the young people. So English, besides Bosnian is the most popular language. You can just talk Serbian, Croatian, but English is really, really, everybody.
Widely known.
Yeah, widely know, exactly. Everybody pretty much knows it, especially the young the children, that is.
Well, yeah. Young population.
Yeah, young population. I'm sorry. But a lot of people can speak English, pretty much everybody, so. Anyone else? You can really find all the information. This is awesome for cheese and wine party, for example. yeah.
Come on. No,
ask it. Wine and cheese.
Cheese in Bosnia.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's really good. No, that would be really good. I don't know. I forgot to mention, we would most likely have full government support regarding this. So
signed document.
Yeah, and regarding that, I'm trying to get it all signed on paper. So regarding that, we would probably have free beer. So, yeah.
Hi. I just want to add, because I'm from Bosnian local team, that venue is actually not the only venue that is available in Sarajevo. There's another venue also, but it's in the center of the city, and it also has a capacity of 1,000 beds, and it's very well connected with the rest of the city and all other, places that are really nearby. Yeah. So,
yeah. Also, to add to that, there are a lot of hotels, so that would not be a problem at all. No problem there. I really think the only problem with Bosnia could be the local team, but we're really, really working on that. We have big plans for a local team, so we would get our diploma in New York, where we would have organize it.
We don't have the experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But
he's our part of the organization team in DevConf.
Yeah, and I would also try to bring as much as people as I can, at least five, that is.
Hey. I was wondering if there would be a possibility for the venue to be in the same building as the sleeping places.
Yes.
Because in my experience, this is the best possible combination.
It would. Let me add to that, because this is Sarajevo. Just after DevCon 7, actually in Tuzla, but same thing can be done in Sarajevo. I'm not informed. I didn't check personally, but I checked personally in Tuzla, because I checked this whole hotel. It's really awesome. So I checked with them, and I asked them if they didn't have a full capacity to store so many people. And they said, okay, it's not a problem. We would get you more space or something like that. We would extend our capacity, because for a hotel, that would mean a great thing, you know, having a reservation for a hotel for 15 days or 20. So it is possible. I didn't check it in Sarajevo. New information. Also, the plan is to go all over these cities.
I have a question from Marga on IRC. She's very curious about what the networking situation is, whether we'd be able to get sufficient bandwidth easily, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's all because BH Telecom. So it's all sorted. We would get the best Bosnia can get. So yeah, that's all fine. Yeah, and as I said, some of the local teams, some of the people in local team are
highly connected.
They're working there as admins, and they're setting up Debian mirrors and all that. So,
I was wondering, when you were competing for DevConf 7, what were the issues raised, and have you managed to solve them?
Yeah, well, not most of them, everything, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for DevConf 7. We pretty much had a problem with a local team and a venue and city infrastructure, but
that changed,
and software pretty
much. I would just like to add something on this issue. Many things have dramatically changed in our country for the better in the past 2 years. For example, we had problems with infrastructure, with visas, with flights to Sarajevo. There were no budget flights practically from Europe to Sarajevo. I mean, connectivity also. I mean, everything has gotten a lot better. And I actually think that we have, at present time, we have the capabilities. And in 2 years from now, that things will only improve in terms of our having a DevConf in Bosnia.
Yeah.
I want to add to this question that was asked about the local team. I think, all in all, the what happened in regarding that you had a bid, it didn't happen, and it scared away some potential contributors, may end up being a positive thing, because now you we can be sure that you two are a really good core. And that you're still pushing this bid, we can compare, for example, what happened here in Spain. Well, the local team was not big, but I do not feel having Anteo and Cesar that have done so much here, I do not feel that we were lacking in any way. So having a big local team can be good, but I don't think it's a real prerequisite if you have the infrastructure needed.
Exactly, because in marketing as well, they have this dinosaur effect where it all collapses because it's too slow to move. So same thing goes with big team. I mean, everything has its positive sides and negative sides, but we learned our lessons. We're going to pick our new team really, really wisely, and it should all be good. I really think we are ready for this. Bosnia for the win.
You can see that I was up in the team yesterday.
We would also, and we're inviting you to help us with this, because we're really young with this, but we can do it. We need your help. For example, he was opted in our team just yesterday. And he's from Romania, so we're planning to get a creation team, that is Debian developers, just like that, and a few others. So if you want to help, really, come and join us. That's really acceptable. Not acceptable. We want that. Desirable, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling time, and thank you very much to the Bosnian team. And now for the nice folks from Germany also.
So, hello everybody, and welcome to the presentation of the DebConf 11 bit for Germany, where Debian could be Debian zu Gast bei Freunden. Yep, which should be translated, but we preferred not to. If you remember the football, soccer world mastership, there it was a pretty nice slogan. So why Germany? We do have a big local team, and many of those in the local team have been prior organizers to various DebConfs. I think back to DebConf 5 or maybe 4 already. 3? Over there we have one for 3. So we have a lot of experience already. We have lots of Debian developers within the country. We are currently, according to the statistics, the second largest country with Debian developers. We have a huge community around Debian within Germany, including commercial support. There are lots of companies all over Germany doing commercial Debian support. We have an excellent infrastructure. Wherever we are going, we will have a lot of network, no matter what we do. And the accessibility shouldn't be a problem at all. There are various laws all over Germany that you have to support wheelchairs, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. We don't think there will be any noticeable problem for disabled people. And there's a wide range of political support, depending on the area you are. There are local governments all over using Debian, and whole cities already converted all their systems using Linux and stuff. So it's pretty used. A nice point over there is we have moderate summer temperatures. We aren't trying to melt you all away. It's also easy to travel to Germany. We have one of the largest hubs in Frankfurt going there. People within Europe have it very easy to come over, and visas shouldn't be that big a problem for countries that don't have Schengen status. God, it's this micro. English is also a mandatory foreign language. The kids are... So let's test. Yeah, it seems to go better. Power helps sometimes. So where was I? English is a mandatory foreign language. I don't think you will have a problem finding your way through Germany at all, any time. And we have a very well developed public transport system. No matter if you want to go from one big city to another, like if you come down in Frankfurt and want to go to Berlin or Munich, that's easy to do. And it's also easy within any city to get from one place to another. DebConf 11, Germany, it would be in the heart of Europe, right in the middle. So we are also currently not decided on which place in Germany there will be DebConf 11. We have Berlin and the Rhine-Ruhr area, as well as Munich, standing up. We are having a Germany internal selection process. It will be finished before the end of the year. And then we will have one DC 11 bit for Germany with one place, one venue, everything selected. So we are now going to present the three places, Berlin, Rhein-Ruhr area, and Munich. And we are starting with Berlin and Thorsten Werner.
Hello, I will briefly present the city of Berlin. It's actually the capital of Germany, the old capital and the new capital after the reunification of Germany. We have quite good experience with organizing events related to free software. Some examples are the Chaos Communication Conference, which is organized annually with thousands of participants, and the Linux Talk, too. We have three major universities in Berlin, and many universities of applied science. Berlin is the biggest city in Germany, too. Almost 5 million people live in the whole area of Berlin, the whole metropolitan area. It is a place which is very interesting for tourists too, because we have many interesting historical places, museums, interesting landscape around the city, nightlife, of course. It's a city that never sleeps. You have very good public transportation, many opportunities for entertainment and so on. It's a multicultural city and a multi-language city, so if you want to bring your family or your partners, we will happily organize some nice holiday program for them during the conference days. Yeah. Okay, I think it's enough for Berlin, and I will hand over to Rainer.
The next area in Germany which we are presenting is the Rhine-Ruhr area. We haven't decided on a city over there because it's just all so close together. It doesn't make sense currently. This area is presented by René Engelhardt.
Okay. I'm presenting the Rhine-Ruhr area. We have a small map of the area on the right, and where it lies in Germany. It's right west in Germany. Is a big megapolis. It has many big cities in the area, like Cologne, like Dortmund, Essen with the famous Linux Hotel. There are too many universities, Cologne and Bochum, many universities of applied sciences. There were many smaller Debian events already hosted there. Too bad you can't see it right now, but it has a very good infrastructure. There are four airports along in this map, and Frankfurt is around there. So even Frankfurt is feasible in short time, and even for the fun and free time stuff, even if you can't do something in one city, it's trivially possible to go to the next city in 15 minutes or whatever. It might be that the conference is in Cologne, so we have a bit of panorama of Cologne in this presentation, but as Gunnar said, it's not decided yet, finally. Okay.
And last but not least, we are going to present the city of Munich. This is done by Michael Bank.
Yeah, so I'm Michael Bank. And Munich is well known for its recreational things, for its city, for the landscape. I know that a couple of you already have been there, being like guests to the local Debian community. It has a rather large Debian community, and we had a couple of box washing parties and all that. But outside of that, Munich is also known as one of the big high-profile migration cases. So the city of Munich is migrating all the desktops to Debian, and we got the support, or actually part of the local team are also from the Linux project. We got Florian Schiesel, and the other one is, of course, well, the other person in the local team so far is Andreas Barth, who I don't have to introduce to you. And it's not just the people from Linux, we also have the support from the city of Munich himself. So the city mayor already said that he would like to welcome us there. Apart from that, as in the other big parts of Germany, there is major universities. And as I said, we already hosted a couple of small Debian events. Yeah, that's basically it, I think.
So, as you can see, we would like to welcome you all in Germany, and we are now open for questions, if you have any.
I don't want to interpret this as an attack, but I just want to be sure what's the current status. When does your Munich mayor terms end? Because if it ends in 2010 and then somebody else seizes power and he does not agree with that policy, what's the situation in that case?
There is no election until 2011.
Okay, thank you.
Over the years, I remember talking with several of you, and it always sounds logical to have the next DevConf in Germany, if at all, because we don't have to fly many people, because we save a lot of money, because you are so many there. Why? And so far, always you've said no way, Germany is not good. Germany is not good. Suddenly it's good. Why?
Because we wanted to fly elsewhere in the past, and now we try to stay in our country for 1 year.
So, Ganef, I know that you're not attending DevConf 10 in New York. Is anyone of the local team going to be there?
Yes.
What thoughts do you guys have? What thoughts do you guys have regarding venues in the various cities you're considering?
We are considering currently multiple options, like various hotels and conference places. We would like to not go into too much detail, because we can talk about hours for every city, and we want to present one sound bit in the whole decision process later this year. We are currently planning the decision internally for Germany until end of September, and try to get it earlier also, but end of September should be also go with one bit for us.
I have a question. I haven't. Is this on? I haven't seen anything on recreation, and well, day trip had, it's actually a tradition around. What are your plans for that?
It depends on the area we are going to. If we are going near to Berlin, we have multiple options there, as well as if we are going to Munich, we can go into the Alps or something. It really depends where we have the DevConf. There are many, many options, yes. We can have our own Debian beer 2011 if you want, yes? And yes, Bubulev, we will also have wine and cheese.
I remember the last cheese that left were the German ones, so...
Yeah, that was just a joke. I don't want to stand up for such stupid joke. So I just remember that to my from what I remember, the last cheese that left were the German ones, so I kind of worrying about all this. So I will need definitely more explanation about your plans regarding cheese, please. Thank you.
Any other question?
I have, I come from Bosnian team, and I am a big fan of your country. So I just want to say that it is an honor to be able to bid with you, I mean, as coming from Bosnia. No, yes, compete with you, of course. So that's all. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Just a comment. As I've been in the team who visited Sarajevo for the DC7 decision, I would like to say that you indeed made great progress according to your presentation. And as much as I would like to see DC11 to be in Germany, I could really think of visiting Sarajevo again.
How about clothing optional swimming opportunities?
What?
Clothing optional, FKK or?
I think we can arrange something for you. Anyone else?
Is that everybody?
In that case, thank you for attending.